tonight. 6:30 is the time. Here's Laura with your headline news and sport.
Footage has emerged of children as young as 8 apparently cage fighting in Lancashire. Doctors have condemned it as dangerous and disturbing, but it appears to be legal. In other news, a prisoner on death row in Georgia has been executed in a case that has drawn worldwide support over his claims of innocence. Troy Davies was convicted of killing an off-duty police officer. The US Supreme Court refused a last-minute stay of execution. And David Cameron is addressing the United Nations later and is expected to urge world leaders to grab the massive opportunity presented by the Arab Spring. The PM will call on the international community not to lose its nerve in Libya. In local news, it looks like plans to take Buxton's second fire engine out of service will be scrapped. The Derbyshire Fire and Rescue Authority is holding a meeting this morning to decide whether or not the appliance should be maintained. A community space in the High Peak has won an award for innovation. New Mills Orchard has been recognised by Keep Britain Tidy for installing 3 beehives. And a music festival is taking place in Chapel-on-le-Frith this weekend to raise money for Help for Heroes. The event is in memory of Buxton Marine Scott Taylor, who died in Afghanistan last year.
High Peak Radio Sport with HGV Direct, your local distributor for Texaco oils, offering free delivery on stock Texaco products. Phone or call into a branch today to find out more. HGV Direct, genuine parts, genuine people.
In football, Owen Hargreaves netted on his Manchester City debut as they beat holders Birmingham 2-0 in the Carling Cup last night. Steven Gerrard made his first appearance of the season for Liverpool, who won 2-1 against Brighton, while Chelsea went all the way to penalties before seeing off Fulham. On to cricket, we should find out later the venues for the 5 unallocated Ashes Test matches in 2013 and 2015. Old Trafford, Trent Bridge, Edgbaston, Cardiff and the Rose Bowl have all submitted bids. And there could be history made when South Africa face Namibia at the World Cup this morning. Brian Habana needs just one more try for the Springboks to become his nation's all-time top scorer. High Peak Radio headline news and sport, and next update in half an hour.